AFL Nation.
For McDonald's, Macca's new McSpicy burger has serious kick.
And Liquorland, always great value.
Preliminary final night from the Gabba. It's Brisbane and Geelong. We've just touched base with the Lions, AFL Nation for Stockdale and Lego, Cleanaway and McDonald's. Get free small fries and Coke with Macca's new McSpicy or Palmy Burger. Let's head into the Cats camp with assistant coach Matthew Knights. Matthew, welcome back to AFL Nation.
G'day, Jared. How are you?
I'm well. Tell me, Matty, when does it come into your calculations that it looks like Darcy Gardner is going to be out of the opposition side?
Yeah, I mean, it was sort of mentioned a half an hour ago with a few of our coaches, but obviously waiting for confirmation. I think the side's coming through at 5:40, so we'll have a look at that, and you know whether it's a like-for-like situation, we don't know. But yeah, it's obviously part of their equation, and we can't do a lot about that until we hear confirmation.
Does it adjust anything in your thinking if it is confirmed?
Well, a little bit, I guess. I mean, that would. You know, Corey Enright would be probably all over that from our perspective, speaking to Scotty on, you know, obviously being Gardner, being a defender and pretty good one at that. So it might change their matchups a little bit. Whether it changes our structure, we'll just wait on confirmation, then our boys will go to work on that.
Matty, Bob Murphy here. Good luck for tonight. Just casting back to last week, I noticed particularly early, you were able to sort of upset the Magpies with a series of sort of forward handballs, a lot of them almost blind handballs, but this always seemed to be a teammate waiting. Was that by accident or part of a direction from you and the coaches?
Probably a little bit by design, that one, Bob. That was, you know, particularly early in the game, you expect the pressure from both teams to be pretty, you know, pretty significant around the ball. So it was just the capacity. If we got the chance to take the ball forward, we would. I think the boys took it to the end a bit. I think Mitch Duncan fired the first handball about 25 metres towards our goal, and the game started like that, which is a bit eerie. You don't often see that. But the boys did it well, and thankfully our forwards were able to make a really good contest ahead of the ball. It's sort of a little bit deficient if you can get the ball forward, but you don't get a good contest. But I thought our forwards were great early last week in keeping the pressure on, either hitting the scoreboard or just buying the rest of the team seconds just to get up in the game.
And you must have a lot of faith and trust in Sam Simpson, Matty. Brought him in last week and he didn't let you down.
Yeah, he was terrific, wasn't he? He had a really good patch, you know, when we were playing well through the sort of middle to late part of the season. It was so disappointing when he went down with that hamstring and then got that reoccurrence. And it looked like it was probably going to, time was probably against him, but he worked incredibly hard and we took a chance last week, I suppose, not having played for 5 or 6 weeks, but we're just that confident with his composure under pressure and his contest work that we thought he'd be suited to a big final against Collingwood. And, you know, he repaid us in spades, didn't he? He was terrific, I thought, last week.
Matty, Terry Wallace, good luck. Hope it goes well for you. Just with Paddy Dangerfield, is his role of forward, is it completely dictated by momentum?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think with Pat, we're never probably, and this is probably as, you know, straight up as I can be on this question, we never really go with a categoric plan with Pat before the game, whether, you know, a percentage midfield or a percentage forward. We base it on, one, how the game's going, and then, two, how Pat is going in sort of either part of the ground. And then we give him sort of, I guess, a bit of license to sort of talk to us and work through it out there. And at times he might be forward, but then he might be in the next centre bounce. And sometimes he'll do that with himself, with the other mids and organise it. So a little bit of coach direction there, Terry, but and then sort of that, the momentum of the game and also how Pat's playing, because, you know, we really want him to be positive about his game and be in the game, whether it's a forward or a mid.
To flip it around to the other end of the ground, your club's had experience of Charlie Cameron in preliminary finals kicking 5 goals, so
Adelaide.
Yes, so he's somebody that's very, you know, you've got a real knowledge of how dangerous he can be in these big games. The thing for me with him is he's just the momentum that he gives his team and the momentum he gives the crowd and everything. He is the player, to me, almost on their side that just builds the whole momentum for the team.
Yeah, I think it's a good point. I think you see players around the league, like if I watch Liam Ryan play for West Coast or even, you know, I guess, Cyril Rioli in his prime, Charlie Cameron, guys like that, when they hit the scoreboard or they do exciting things like lay a big tackle, take a spectacular mark, it really gets their team going and the stadium going. And that's going to be one of our jobs tonight, is to keep him as quiet as possible, because he's an exciting player who does really get their team going. And you're right, he really gets other players and their team moving. So yeah, he's obviously a big focus for us tonight.
So is it a specific one-on-one? Obviously, I'm not expecting you to let us know who that is, but is it a specific one-on-one, or is it, you know, a team defence thing still?
No, usually a specific one-on-one. Scarlo usually likes that specific stuff, but then, you know, he's pretty flexible. Scarlo with his coaching, in the sense that he'll change it up if he has to. So, yeah, obviously at times Cameron's going to be up the ground too. Like we noticed against Richmond, he played up the ground a lot further than he had been in the past. He took Grimes a long way up. So that's where we might have to just mix and match a little bit. With our running defenders, sort of O'Connor and Buse and guys like that, they might end up on him at times as well as some of our bigs.
Matty, Scotty talked post-match last week about the ground, and it's obviously had good results there. He even talked about how Paddy and Tommy enjoy kicking for goal there as compared to other venues. How much does the dimensions of the ground change just around the edges the way any team, and particularly, I guess, you play?
Yeah, I guess it's interesting because it's really quite different to GMHBA in the sort of the width and, I guess we've adapted this year to sort of different size grounds, and I guess I think that both teams are 14-0 on this ground as a combined this year. So, you know, obviously Brisbane's home ground, so they're really natural with it, play the ground great. We've used the ball really well, particularly in attack this year on this ground. We've been able to sort of piece it together, and at times when we need to go quick, we've been able to. And I think that's a trick with us, is just knowing when the time's to really push the ball quick and get it up to our deep forwards.
And the use of your ruckman, being able to manoeuvre them, you know, we've seen Reece Stanley take the centre bounce but go forward, blitz halves, and then Tom Hawkins as a ruckman in the forward 50. I mean, it's been pretty effective for you. Will we see more of that tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I'll start with Tom. I think he's been awesome in the front 50 with that ruck work. I mean, I think he's really developed that craft this year. I think last year he was a bit hit and miss with it, but he's been so consistent with that this year, his body work and his ability to, you know, I guess, great for others, but also hit the scoreboard himself.
How did that happen, Matty? Sorry, did Tom go to someone pre-season, I want to work on my ruck work, or did it just sort of happen?
No, I think he did extra in pre-season. We did a lot of sort of forward 50s, and he did virtually all of them. We made that decision that we would go with him, and I think that's the most important thing. Once you make a decision to go with a player, they start practicing it in pre-season, and I guess he's done 6, 7, 8 of them every week and just gets better and better at them, gets a better feel, and I think what also he's getting better on is understanding the congestion around him and just that sort of that zone around him, whether it's high congestion or he's got room to move. And I think he's got better at that. I guess Reece and Blitz have combined nicely for us with their ruck work and around the ground stuff. And we're pretty pivotal tonight. I really rate their two ruckmen, Brisbane, and our two boys are in good form. So it's going to be a pivotal clash, those four players on the ground, I think.
And how much additional planning goes into a player like Lachie Neal, who we all feel will probably be a Brownlow medalist by tomorrow night?
Yeah, a lot, Jared. A lot in the way he plays and watching him closely. But our players go about studying that themselves, and I might give them some cues on what I think, and then they go and watch the vision of his last two or three games, and a number of our mids would have watched him. And no difference to Zorko and Lyons and all the way they play, they've got a lot of threats, but he's obviously the one that's got the big time motor, and he really got him going in second quarters 2 and 3 against Richmond. So he's a player we're really going to have to be on top of and have to work the other way. I mean, the other thing with someone like New, you can't just let him dictate terms. You've got to work him the other way if you get the opportunity as well.
Matty, appreciate your time and good luck for what's to come.
Yeah, thanks, Jared.
Matthew Knights from the Cats, assistant coach, the midfield coach, with his thoughts ahead of tonight's game. Experience the convenience of contactless online shopping and delivery at Hyundai through selected dealers. You can buy your dream car online today with Hyundai's Click to Buy. And right now, get an extra cash back rebate when you buy online. Visit hyundai.com.au/click to buy to find out more.
We should have the teams in about 2 minutes.
Yes, yeah, we might hold off on any further speculation on that front. As David Noble's told us, they were going through the final test, so we'll get them shortly. You were mid-conversation around the deliberate out-of-bounds, what we saw last night and how we all felt about it.
Yeah, I said, Bob, I don't know where you sit with it, but I just think that the way the rules been interpreted over recent times, it's getting closer and closer edging to last touch. Yep. Yeah,
and I'm erring on the side of pay it. So 5 out of 6 last night, you're never going to get it perfect, but I thought it was umpired pretty well.
Is it last kick or last touch, do you think, if we brought it in?
I think it'd go to last touch to make it definitive myself, but yeah, that's just my opinion on it.
So do we actually need it?
I don't think so, but I think it's hedging that way.
Yeah. So I think you can sort of hedge to it without actually doing it.
Going there.
Yeah.
Just be harsher on the...
Yeah, if you make absolutely no effort to keep it in, as was the case in five of the six of them last night, just knock it off. Mm. And it happens much more on a wet night than it was on a dry night.
Absolutely.
So it was a game of territory. I reckon there was one switch of play the entire night. So it was always played out there. And there was a couple.
Port Adelaide did that switch, didn't they?
Yeah.
And they got to the other side and went, oh, I'm not quite sure what to do.
There was... If you go back and watch the body language of the players, there's a couple of them who clearly kicked it for territory, knowing they were giving the free kick away, but were happy to take the reset.
Set up. Yep.
And there was one from short, I think it was late in the game, he turned the footy in his hands to make sure that it was going out of bounds 65 metres away so that they all could reset for what was to come. I think he would have been disappointed if it hadn't been paid. That's what he set it up for.
Do we like the notion of the boundary umpires coming in further? It's been talked about to throw it in so it goes even further. Back? Will that actually do much, do you think? They did try it in a couple of pre-seasons, and I'm not sure we really noticed. Now, that's, pre-season is different to the real stuff. But
just also needs to be taken into consideration that that always gets put on the boundary umpire. We ran a little exercise with our ruckman and midfields at the Bulldogs on Instagram because the balls kept landing forward and said, okay, play, show us where 18 metres is. We got it wrong every time. Every time. So sometimes they do get a bit dudded because the players stand back too far.
Right, yeah.
So the final teams are in the late changes. Darcy Gardner is out and Jack Payne is in. So you didn't have to listen too hard to David Noble to know that that's how it was going to land. Darcy Gardner doesn't take his place. Jack Payne comes in. So Terry Wallace will have a play with his little whiteboard. And as we get closer, we'll tell you what it all means.
And if the Lions win, we'll have a race against time for the grand final.
The grand final edition of the AFL Record hits newsagents Coles and Woolies outlets in Victoria on Monday. And the rest of Australia from Thursday. $10 and 148 pages. You'll find feature stories on Tony Jewell, Brent Croswell. It'll be worth getting just for that, Bob. Oh, the games that mattered most. Mile. The best images of 2020. I've been looking forward to a conversation for 24 hours with Terry Wallace around coaching and the toll that it takes in the modern era. Terry wrote a column about it in the middle of the year and the latest case study that the whole football world is feeling at the moment surrounds Reece Shaw. So we'll have that conversation with Plough coming up next on the AFL Nation pre-game show for Beaumont Tiles. Save at Beaumont's mega floor tile event on now and Identifiber specialising in asbestos, mould, air quality and environmental services.